What's new in business news, January 8th, 2014? Private sector proposal for political reform, avoiding blackouts during natural gas disruptions, and Japan to promote infrastructure technology exports. Politics and business. Private sector proposal for political reform. Seven private sector organizations have proposed the formation of a small reform body of about 25 members to recommend reform strategies and facilitate the process of reform. The seven organizations taking part in Friday's discussion were the Board of Trade of Thailand, or BOT, the Federation of Thai Industries, or FTI, the Thai Bankers Association, the Tourism Council of Thailand, the Stock Exchange of Thailand, the Federation of Thai Capital Market Organizations, and the Thai Listed Companies Association. The organizations hope to become the mediator in the current political deadlock and have proposed a roadmap to reform. They agreed there is an urgent need for the establishment of a reform body before the planned February 2nd election and that it should develop models and mechanisms for needed reforms. Representatives would be nominated from various sectors, including the conflicting parties. If there was no agreement within this body on reform, voters could be asked to choose which reform model they prefer, and the new government would adopt a reform agenda with a one-year time frame. Energy, avoiding blackouts during current natural gas disruptions. Natural gas from Myanmar's Yitakun and Yadana blocks is expected to be disrupted from December 31st to January 14th with a combined amount of 1.1 billion cubic feet per day, or about a quarter of gas consumption in Thailand. The disruption will affect power plants that generate 4,000 megawatts of electricity, accounting for 14% of the power consumed in the country. The Energy Regulatory Commission, or ERC, expects electricity demand to be high from January 8th to 10th as most manufacturers resume production after the New Year's holidays. Then consumption should slow the coming week due to the planned shutdown by anti-government protesters. Seven large electricity consumers agreed last week to cut power consumption by a total of nearly 100 megawatts, but another 100 megawatt cut is required to prevent a possible blackout during the gas disruption. The seven operators comprise CM Construction Steel Company, Tanakorn Vegetable Oil Products Company, Tesco Lotus, Central Patana PLC, CM Discovery and CM Paragon, CM Macro, and Big C. In April, the gas supply from the Gulf of Thailand will also be disrupted, and in June, the supply from the Malaysia-Thailand Joint Development Area will be disrupted. Foreign investment. Japan to promote infrastructure technology exports. The Japanese government has set a goal of tripling infrastructure exports from the current level to 30 trillion yen by 2020 as part of its growth strategy and is setting up a company in 2014 to support Japanese companies which export infrastructure technology and products. Starting with Asian nations, including Malaysia and Thailand, the new company will provide not only construction funds for infrastructure in various fields, such as railways, expressways, ports, airports, and housing, but also human resources to operate them. Using some 100 billion yen, or 32 billion baht, the government aims to promote the business through partnerships with private companies and banks, targeting even high-risk emerging economies.